Glad to have all of you this morning. We got a beautiful crowd this morning on a holiday weekend. That's good. Glad all of you could be here today, and we're just so thankful. You know, talking about Bob and talking about prayer and everything, glad to have my brother and his friend this morning here, because what Bob's going through, he went through, and I seen him at some very, very low points. And I kept asking Northview to pray for him and pray for him. And you guys, you know, you got some powerful prayers, because he almost looks good as I do this morning. I believe Mama told a story. He tells this story. He said, Mama told a story. He's the oldest. He said, I'm the oldest. I look the oldest. So, but I'm glad. I love my brother, and thank you, God, that he could be here with us this morning, because I was talking to Bob yesterday, and I know the God that we serve, we don't just pray into the air. You know, sometimes it feels that way, but he's a God that answers prayer. He takes care of us, and he's a walking example of what God can do, because he also got to the point he couldn't walk, couldn't drive, couldn't do anything, but God turned it around. So we're here today for a reason. We serve a real God. It's not just fairy tales and something we do on Sunday to make our conscience better. We're talking to a real God. So we want to talk about real faith. We started that last week. So if you go back to 1 Kings, we were beginning a series last week dealing with Elijah. And the title of it was Ready for Rain. It's a story in the book, in the Old Testament, in the history, of a prophet named Elijah who God used greatly to deal with a nation that had gone against God. Jezebel was turning everything against God and just a very wicked leadership. And God used him to speak a word to that nation. And he said, for 3.5 years, you're not going to have rain. And immediately when he said that, God brought judgment on the nation, and they didn't have any rain. So they're in a drought right now. Of course, 3.5 years, no water. They're in a drought. And it shows a lot of things. I want to tell you, when you talk about faith, and we're going to talk about the nature of faith, because that's what this whole series is about, is the nature of faith. And last week we began, there's three stages that we're going to talk about, and the first one was the invisible stage. That's the stage that always trips us up, that always makes us wonder if there is a God or if he is going to do what he said he's going to do, because we don't see anything. Well, in this situation here in 1 Kings, Elijah has called for rain. I mean, has said there's not going to be rain. So 3.5 years later, God's about to send rain, but he's going to do it through the obedience of the prophet. But now they're in drought, and I just want to pick up, let's see, I don't want to read all of it, but let's go to 41, chapter 18, verse 41, and I just got a couple of things I want to share with you this morning, because this series is going to last a couple of weeks, but I really, really feel led of God to share this with you, because these are faith testing days. These are days when we're challenged. And I want to say this. Immediately when Elijah spoke that word out of obedience to God, trouble began to come. And Jezebel eventually wanted to take his life. And we're going to get into all that. So there's a price to pay when you stand for God. Let me say that again. There's a price to pay in a wicked world when you make a stand for God. I want that to sink in. There's a price to pay. But I want to tell you, in the process of paying the price, God will give us the faith to come through. You can think about times in your life. I think about times in my life that have been difficult and hard, and we didn't see no way, but you made it. And the way you made it was you had faith. And so we're going to talk about that. So let's, verse 41. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there's a sound of an abundance of rain. That's powerful right there. There's a sound of an abundance of rain. For 3.5 years there's been no rain, and God is using this word here to teach us the nature of faith. And faith begins with a sound. I want you to write this scripture down, Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Romans chapter 10, verse 17, very powerful, powerful verse. Faith comes. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word. Didn't say anything about seeing, because we're going to talk about that in just a minute. The first stage of faith is invisible. And 9 times out of 10, you don't see anything. So he's telling the prophet here, the prophet's telling his servant, I want you to get ready because I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. Now look at verse 42. So Ahab went up to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees. That's powerful right there. I hope I can say everything in my heart about that verse right there, but the prophet now has got his head between his knees and he's praying. But don't you look at the next verse. And said to the servant, he's speaking to the servant while his head's between his knees. All right? Go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, what's the next part? There's nothing. That's powerful. I want you to underline that, put it in your notes, whatever. But I want you to get that. So, there's nothing. There's nothing. I want you to understand, as we began last week, I just want to go over this real quick because I want you to get this. Faith begins by hearing God through His Word. So Elijah's there for 3.5 years. He's heard God say, all right, I'm going to release rain. So he's there and he's praying. And he's telling his servant, I want you to go because I hear the sound. Okay, so this is a beautiful story because this is just like us. So the servant goes and he's looking all around and he don't see any rain. When God begins to do a work in your life, it always begins with nothing. I want you to put that down. It always begins when you start in faith. It always feels like nothing. Well, no matter what you're praying for, he told his servant to go. The servant comes back and says, there's nothing. Faith always begins with nothing. Faith always begins when you see something different than what you heard. How many of you know we serve a God that speaks to us? How many of you know that? Yeah. Wake that one up beside him and say, you need to hear this. Some of you are sleeping. I caught you. All right, you got to stay 30 minutes after church. Every one of y'all up asleep. Because you know how it is. You're believing God. Lord, I believe you to heal my body. Or Lord, I believe you to do this. Or I believe you to do that. And then the next day, there is nothing. The first stage of faith is invisible because it seems like that God is not doing anything. But the real story is when you don't see anything, that's when God's doing the most. That's why we live by faith, not by sight. Because how many of you know that everything you see is not right? Have you ever saw something? And in your mind, you thought it was something else, but then when you found out the story, it was totally different. See, God didn't like that. God is a God of His Word. And believing God, when you begin to believe, and if we're going to be the church that God's called us to be, if we're going to be the people that God's called us to be, we're going to have to learn to walk by faith. And if we're going to learn to walk by faith, we cannot let what we see attack our faith. Now, we're all human, and every one of us fall in that category that we get discouraged, we get down. Every one of us fight discouragement. Every one of us fight disappointment. How many of you know that disappointment sometimes is worse than discouragement? You really think something's going to happen, and it don't. And we say, well, God, where are you? What are you doing? I don't understand. Faith begins with nothing. So I want you to get this right here. Faith begins with nothing. Look at the next stage. The next stage, what did Elijah say? Well, I just knew God knew. He says, go back again. So the next thing you got to understand is that when you're believing, and faith begins with nothing. So when you begin to walk your journey and you don't see nothing, you are in faith. Because how many of you know it takes more faith to believe when you don't see nothing? It takes more faith to keep going when you don't feel like going. Am I preaching the right sermon this morning? Amen. It takes more faith to show up when you don't feel like showing up, but that's faith. Faith is not, and this is one of the hardest lessons I had to learn and are still learning. Faith, it doesn't mean that I always get everything I want. Faith doesn't believe, you know, you hear all this teaching going around, and you know, if you really believe, you can have this, you can have that, and you have that. How many of you know that sometimes real faith is when you don't see nothing, but you still believe? Listen, we're in a hard time right now in our nation. I saw the other day, I was going down the road, and you know, you see people standing out there with their signs. And you know, there's a lot of that going on today that's not right too. You all know that story. But this guy had a sign, said, I lost my job, I got two children, I need some help. And it really hit me that that's the stage our nation is in right now. Our nation is in a stage of helplessness because they don't know what to do. And that's where you and I have got to be strong. And it's not easy to be strong because we're human too. Just because you come to Northview and just because you're a Christian doesn't mean that you're Superman all the time. It doesn't mean that you walk on water, that you don't even need a boat. It means that you go through things just like everybody else, but you've got a friend that's closer than a brother called God and Jesus Christ, His Son, that helps us through it. But these are trying days. These are days right now where people that have gone to church for years don't go anymore because they just don't understand what's going on and they give up. They just give up. I'm going to tell you, how many of you know it's easy to give up? If you try to rational out things, it's easy to give up. But don't allow the enemy to try to put that in your mind or try to figure it out, because you cannot figure out what's going on in life. I've been some stuff the last several months in my life, you cannot figure it out, and you're the same way. You can't put it on paper, but you know and believe God somehow or another, you're going to get me through it. Amen? So, he tells the servant, get this point now, go back again. Go back again. So he tells the servant to go back again. There's still nothing. So, He comes back, and this is good right here. Seven times. Seven is the number of God. Seven is the number of completion. Seven times he goes and looks. There's still nothing. There's still nothing. And what does the servant say? Go again. Where are you in your journey with God right now? You may be in that place right now where you don't see nothing, you don't feel nothing, and everything in you is trying to tell you just stop and just quit. But I want to tell you this. You got to keep going again. You remember when they walked around the walls of Jericho? How many times did they walk around the walls? Seven times. Can you imagine them walking around? Now you got these great, massive cement walls. And God's word is, walk around the walls. Then I tell you, I'm so full this morning, I might have to keep you till about 1 o'clock. Is that all right? I think about myself like that. Sometimes you're facing walls. You're facing walls that are so massive and so big. And you, what in the world are you going to do? What did God say? Sit down and cry. Is that what the Bible says? No. Sometimes you want to do that. Sometimes we do that, don't we? I've done it. I'm man enough to tell you I cry sometimes. And some of you men cry too. You just don't want anybody to know it. Because sometimes you get overwhelmed. Have you ever felt overwhelmed? Have you ever been going down the road and you're sitting at the stoplight and for no reason in the world you just start crying? Amen? You just start crying because you feel overwhelmed and you don't know what to do. And there's a voice that says, don't do nothing. Quit. Quit reading your Bible. Get mad at God. Get mad at everybody else. Just quit, because that's the best they do, because it's not going to... What does God say? Go again. So they walked around that wall 7 times. Can you imagine how they felt about the 5th time? What are we doing? It's hot. I'm thirsty. I need a Diet Coke bad. And I'm still having to walk. God, I don't understand this. You see, but He's already gone before us and made a way. Well, God, I'm tired. I feel like giving up. That's okay, because when you can't walk anymore, I'll just tote you. But the main thing is you keep going. You see, what I love about Northview is we got a lot of older people. We got a lot of people who know God, who know His Word. All of you in here have been raised and taught the Word. How many of you came... You know, how many days did you just get up, jumping up and down, dancing all over the kitchen and getting ready, making the coffee and twirling it up? Some days you just want to stay in bed, don't you? But something gets you up. And something keeps you going. You got to keep going. You can't stop. You can't give up. And the guy came back and said, now, Elijah, I don't know what you think you heard, but there's nothing out there. Go again. Man, you've lost it. They're walking around that wall. It's the 5th time. Now we got to keep walking. Go again. Naaman was dipped. You remember that story in the Bible, Naaman the leper? Did he dip 1 time and that was it? How many times he did? Gotcha. 7 times. And then... Well, why didn't we just stop at the 4th time? Because that wasn't God's plan. Faith begins with nothing. But you keep going. It's the 5th time. I'm soaking wet. I'm drowning. I'm naming. I got leprosy. And it ain't gone nowhere yet. And hear these voices. It's not going to go nowhere. You're just a fool. You're just a wet fool now, but you're still a fool. But that 7th time when he come up, his skin was like a baby. That 7th time they walked around that wall, the walls came crushing down. That's what the Bible says. You want to know what? Because faith always begins with nothing. But even when you got nothing, you're standing in the hand of God who has everything. And some people say, well, what if, you know, they're talking to me. I've had all kinds of discussions with people about this. And there was this great revival speaker years ago, Nina Ballard. Some of you might have heard her name. She was an awesome prophet. She was a prophet of God, a real prophet. And I'm a little leery than people who got tags all over them telling you what they are. I'd just rather you show me what you are than tell me what you are, right? But anyhow, she died of cancer. And some people ask, you know, well, if she had so much faith, why did she die of cancer? It takes more faith to stand when you got all this against you and still believe. And I said, by the way, she don't have cancer no more. Because she's got a brand new body, she's with the Lord, and she's happier than she's ever been in her life. So you can't tell me she didn't win. Amen? Faith will carry you from this life to the next life. It didn't tell us that everything in this life was going to be great. It didn't tell us that at all. But he said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll be there with you till the end. And when the end comes, I'll just send angels to get you. And by the way, you'll never taste death. You don't know what death is because you're going to last breath you breathe in this air. Your next breath is going to be celestial air. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome? Amen. I feel his presence in here this morning. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Go again. Go again. Go again. And you know what's beautiful? And I guess I'm not going to get beyond the first point today, but we're going to get to the next couple points next week. Six times he goes back. He says, go again. Go again, go again. And then the servant says, I don't see nothing. But you know, when I was studying this, the thought came to me, nothing is impossible with God. Nothing. Nothing. I don't see nothing, but nothing is impossible with God, because he can take nothing and make something. Next week we're going to talk about the last time the little servant went, he said, I see something. It's not nothing no more. It's something. But it's not much. It's not much. He comes back the seventh time. He's looking at Elijah. He's tired now. Sweat running down him and all this. What you see? Well, it ain't nothing no more. See, his tears are moving back. It ain't nothing no more. It's something. But it's not much. It's the size of a man's hand. Elijah says, let's go. You know what that tells me? You're in that nothing stage right now. You don't see nothing. I pray and I wonder why I pray. I go to church and I wonder why I go to church. Because all hell's coming against my life and it don't seem fair. And it won't ever be fair as long as there's a devil roaming around. But it's not nothing no more. God's going to get you to the place that it's not nothing no more. It's something now, but it's not much. But little is what? Much when God is in you. Amen? Little is much when God is in it. And I know that God, we're going to talk about next week, so you got to come back. Y'all going to come back?
Yes.
All five of you, thank you for coming back. Not much, but it's something. There's five loaves of bread, there's two fishes, not much, but it's something. So I've realized that when I'm going through stuff and I don't have nothing, I can have desire and I cannot give up. That's something. So with that something, even though it's the size of a mustard seed sometimes, I can move mountains. I don't mean to talk about my brother again, but I seen him in the hospital bed. I tell you, I walked out and I cried because he's always been my big brother. I learned how to tie my tie and everything watching him. He was my daddy coming up. And it meant a lot to me. And when I seen him like that, when your world is crumbling in front of you, it breaks your heart, you know. But I said, God, I'm not going to receive this. I'm not going to accept this. And I didn't realize at that time until I started studying, I had something. It wasn't much, but I had something. I wasn't going to give up. And now he's driving and doing anything he wants to do, thank God. In better shape than he's ever been. And you know what? I give God the praise for that. Because God will take nothing and make something. And nothing is impossible with God. God can change things. And I know we're all in situations and we need some things changed, and it ain't happening fast enough. But God is trying to teach us there's a nature of faith, and he's not going to let us down. He's going to love us and take care of us and bring us through. And you won't be able to write it down. Father, thank you for this word. I thank you, God, because it is true. We've lived it out in our lives. Some of us, Lord, all we see is the size of a man's hand. But God, that's all we need to see, because you're going to make a way. You're going to make a way where there is not a way. Lord, there's some awesome people here at Northview Church, and they go through a lot of things. They're going through a lot of things. Have been through a lot of things. And I just pray that you will help this message somehow or another sink down in their spirit. And when they get discouraged or when they feel overwhelmed and they don't know where to turn, let them hear that voice inside of them, Lord, even though it looks like nothing, that you're going to bring something out of it. God, we praise you. We thank you for what you're doing here at Northview. Sometimes it don't seem like a lot, but we know you're here. We thank you, Lord, for what next week's going to bring here at Northview, when the people that come in the doors thinking that all they're here for is to have an appliance fixed or something fixed. But Lord, let them be gripped with the power of the Holy Spirit to the point that they say, something about this church makes me want to come back. Lord, it's not much, but it's something. And we're going to do what you tell us to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you this morning. Thank you for being attentive.